The country's most promising cybersecurity students converged on San Antonio this past weekend. TPR technology reporter Paul Flab says they were here to compete in the National College Championship of Cyber Defense.
Yeah, it's okay. Let's focus here. So, all right, SSH?
I'm trying right now.
Is it not working?
These students are trying to hold off a cyber attack that would derail their e-commerce business and sink them.
You're in? Fixed it!
They managed to get one faltering piece of their network back in order, but it's just the beginning of day two of the National Collegiate Cyber Defense Competition, a day designed to confuse, disorient, and fluster them. Each year, hundreds of teams compete to get to these finals. Only 10 regional winners were able to do it. Rather than competing against each other directly, they're scored on how well they can defend their network from a team of professional hackers, the Red Team. Simulating a real business is one of the goals of the competition, and most real-world businesses don't have the best gear, which is something Brigham Young University senior Haley Dennis is learning.
Well, a lot of things are not up to date, which is a little frustrating.
Things like servers that reached their end of life 2 years ago, or systems that were never intended to work with other systems. Students have to get their networks up and running on a short timeline and keep them online so that their businesses can operate. They also have simulated customers and a simulated CEO breathing down their necks. Their scores depend on doing all of these things well.
You know, it's the Thanksgiving dinner plate.
Brigham Young team captain Hans Farnbach.
So you got a bunch of potatoes, you got a bunch of turkey, you got a bunch of peas, you got a bunch of ham, you got a bunch of everything, and now you got to eat it all. And you just can't.
The team of professional hackers, or Red Team, is run by cybersecurity professional David Cowan. And he says just breaking into students' computers isn't the point.
It's really easy just break into a computer. The point of this is to teach the students how to defend a real-world network.
Cowan has run the competition's Red Team for 11 years. They're located just down the hall from the students in a bigger, messier room filled with dozens of monitors and massive screens projected onto the wall with a whole lot of code. Cowan says the 30-strong Red Team represents some of the best professional cyber defense talent in the country.
For us, it's like a stress outlet. We get to do all the things we never get to do in our real jobs because we get to just trash everything.
It's composed of military, major dot-coms, and some former student competitors as well.
Scapara over there competed. Alex right there competed. They're the meanest. Absolutely. They survived it, and they're like, you know what would have hurt me if I did this? Oh yeah, this is the worst thing you could have done to us.
On day two, the Red Team opens up the floodgates of attack. Teams that win this competition are the ones that don't freak out and give up. It's high stress, says Cowan, but competing in this event is huge for students.
Because if they make it to nationals, they have a job. There is no question. If they want one, they are hired by the end of this weekend. But if they win, they get whatever job they want.
Faculty leaders say many of their competing students started their first jobs with six-figure salaries. Companies pay a lot to be at this competition so they can pitch the country's top talent, says Cowan. Defense contractor Raytheon is the title sponsor. Raytheon director Mike Williams says this is where the talent is.
We really see this as the national primary cyber defense competition. This really is sort of the U.S. Olympics for schools.
Demand for cybersecurity professionals is already high, though, with an estimated 1.5 million unfilled jobs projected globally by 2020. So the jobs thing may not be the biggest draw for the event, Brigham Young's Hans Farnbach says.
I wouldn't say it's an important part of being here. It's a nice bonus. You know, it's the mint on your pillow when you go to the hotel room.
For him, it's just about getting to compete and use all the stuff he's learned. For his teammate, Haley Dennis, she'd already accepted a job at Cisco before she even arrived. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.